I'm Jo Muirhead, and this is the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast, a podcast for health professionals who want to know how we continue to serve our patients and our clients without sacrificing ourselves to the work. More than a conversation on making money or just burning out, this podcast has been created to progress conversations that we need to have to ensure that we know who we are so that we can serve those who need our help, so that we can actually be the significant difference in the world. Welcome to this, the final episode of season 3 of the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast. Hi, I'm Jo, your host, and today I'm going to be speaking into the question, how do I find a coach? You may have noticed that season 3 has had a bit of a theme running through it, which is all about equipping health professionals in private practice of all disciplines, make more informed decisions about the types of services, people, things that they need in their business to help them thrive, not just survive. I spend a lot of time talking about us, the humanness in us. And what we know to be true is that we can't do this work alone. We cannot do it in isolation. And I get that we are all worried about the future. We get concerned about finance. We get concerned about energy. We get concerned about time. We get concerned about the role of AI. It would be very, very easy for us to go into a place of scarcity. But I invite you today to put that aside and go, maybe in this episode today, I will find a way of thinking, one thing that Jo presents to me that will help me navigate my fears, my concerns, and help me move from a place of somewhat surviving into a place of thriving. So hands up if you have ever seen a question in a community forum that says, how do I find a coach? I'm expecting hands going up in offices, in the car, put your hand back on the steering wheel, people walking with the dog. Maybe you're out just enjoying some sunshine, wherever you listen to your podcast. You see that question asked a lot. And invariably, it is met with many comments with people who want to help you. The comment section of that question is filled with people who want to help you. And it's usually somebody writing something like, hey, I can help. Here's a link to book in a discovery call with me. Or that's exactly the kind of thing I help people with. This is how you get in touch with me. And I have looked through all of those comments. And then you get others who are tagging their favorite coach or the people that they have an affiliate relationship with in the thread going, I can't recommend this person enough. I can't recommend this person enough. I can't recommend this person enough. So the person who originally asked the question is left with so many options and choices. And to be frank, I get overwhelmed reading all the comments. So then I start to get very concerned about the person who originally wrote the post, thinking, how does this poor person make a decision when they've got 200 people offering them services? So before you ask your community or your tribe or your people, how do you find a coach? Can I suggest you first answer this question? How do you like to learn? Because a lot of coaches give you information, but they don't execute with you. And this leaves a lot of people feeling betrayed or worse, like they have failed. Now, standard industry practice is to give you the information and then leave you alone to go and execute. And then you're left confused and uncertain, paralyzed. You don't do anything. So when you're just given a piece of information and say, go do this, how many of you go do that? Not many. Or someone will give you access to a huge online community where apparently you can ask for support from others, but you're too scared to ask because you're confused and uncertain. And the community is often so noisy that your question gets lost in that sea of noise. Now, I know that there are communities around who don't do either of those things, and that's awesome and that's great. So I'm not here to call anybody out, but this is what I'm observing. This is what I'm seeing. And this is what I want to call out in our coaching industry. So before you invest in a coach or some other type of learning and development, let's get clear about how you like to learn so that you can find someone who is going to, number one, get you and then help you achieve the results you want to achieve. Because there's a lot of coaches around helping you to achieve the results they want you to achieve because that's all they know how to teach and coach in. They may not necessarily be the results you want to achieve. So how do you like to learn? Well, we've all been through training. We've all been through training where we've got skills and knowledge acquisition. If you're anything like me, you've purchased training and it is still sitting in the inbox of your emails, or it's in its special folder of training to be done now. Or if you're like my good friend, Kylie Worry, you have an Excel spreadsheet of all the training that you have purchased that you haven't done yet. Training is about skills and knowledge acquisition. Right? That's kind of what we did when we were at college or university. We got a book or we read an article, we wrote an essay on it, and we learned. So there's training. Then there's consulting. Now, consulting is about very specific advice for a very, very specific problem. Consulting is what a lot of people want from a coach. Can I share that with you? They want you to consult. What is the best way for me to do this? Get me to start. Tell me what to do. I just want you to tell me what to do. Consulting is very specific advice to help solve a problem or to help you get to somewhere that you want to go. And then we've got mentoring, which is learning from someone who has done something you want to do or is someone you would like to become more like. Mentoring is a very different relationship to coaching, even though a mentor might use coaching skills and techniques as a part of that mentoring relationship. And coaching is a very specific modality, just like EFT or CBT or ACT or DBT. Oh my God, look at all the T's. Coaching is a modality and it's a way of helping people reach a goal, helping you address your mindset, helping you be very solution focused. Then we have clinical supervision and consultation. We learn through clinical supervision or clinical consultation. And then we have continuing professional development, which might be attending a course or a conference or a program. So we all have very different ways that we like to learn. And the great news is we've got different ways of being taught. So I'm curious now, how do you like to learn? So I've known for a really long time that I am a kinesthetic learner. I like to learn while I'm doing. If I am just left to read a book or listen to anything and then consider it learned, it will not be learned. I will forget it. I don't do it. It's like I am that person where the rule applies. If you tell me how to do something, I will retain 10% of the knowledge. If you show me how to do it, I'll retain maybe some more of the knowledge. If you do it with me, chances are I am likely to learn how to do it. But not everybody's like me. There are some people who are awesome auditory learners. They consume books and implement information that they learn very, very quickly. As soon as they start learning about a new piece of knowledge or a new skill, they're implementing it and they're reinforcing their learning. Some people are very good at watching as visual learners. They go to a course or a conference, they get a book, they get slides, and they can learn and they can implement that information quickly. I'm not like that, but you might be. Chances are we need all of those parts of learning engaged to help us actually learn. I personally know when I've learned something, I can teach it to another person. That is how I know I've learned something, that I'm not just regurgitating head knowledge or book knowledge or article knowledge or Instagram knowledge. I can actually pull it apart, put it back together in a way that helps you learn. So I'm curious, what's coming up for you? How do you like to learn? This episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast is brought to you by Purple Co's Activating Resilience Program. This 8-week program is foundational for anyone who wants to develop a genuine practice of resilience. I asked Activating Resilience co-creator and coach Kylie Worry to share how this program has helped transform her world. Here's what she had to say.
Have you ever noticed that when we are down deep in the problem, that it can feel very heavy and very disempowering? Imagine what our work could look like if instead of focusing on the problem, we empowered our clients to look for the solutions that already are present within them. This is a very different way of working with people that come to us for help. There's such a weight of responsibility when someone comes to us and we are meant to have the answers. Yet we don't know this person deep enough. We don't know their perception, their perspectives. So how on earth are we meant to know their solution? Imagine if there was a way to remove that emotional weight and to work with clients in a way that empowered them to find their solutions using the resources they already have. That's what's possible in the Activating Resilience Program. I hope to see you there.
For more information about the Activating Resilience Program, check the show notes or go to purpleco.com.au/activating-resilience. So what I've learned in 2022-2023 is that most people are asking for a learning environment that includes do it with me. Show me how, do it with me, build my confidence, help me to feel safe. People do not want a course or a workbook unless they've got some of you in it. So if you're a coach or a therapist or a health professional and you want to go and create a course, please, please, please listen to this. So before you create your next course that you're thinking, I don't have to show up for this, I can just record it once and people are going to buy it because it's information they need. Please know this. People are not going to buy your course unless you help them to feel safe in the execution. Let me say that again because I tripped over my tongue. People are not going to buy your course unless you help them feel safe in the execution. So think about how you like to learn. What is some of the best development, some of the best learning that you've done, and how is that executed with you? So I'll use my You the Entrepreneurial Clinician community, which is now finished. You can buy the training for the community that I delivered in that community. So much training. I thought people would be flocking to that community because of all the training. There is training about mindset. There's visibility and marketing. There's burnout. There's multiple streams of income. The training is exceptional in that community. But what people came for was the community, a place to be vulnerable, to try new things, and to be supported while doing so. So that learning platform, or that the way that community worked, was that every month I would turn up and I would deliver a training in the first week of the month. And then the second week of the month, we would have a Q&A about the training. And then in the fourth week of the month, I would have a hot seat coaching session. By far, the most attended sessions were the hot seat coaching sessions. And people would watch the learning and they would ask questions in the community. But by far, the analysis that I have done is that people wanted the community. Do it with me. Help me solve this problem now. I want your attention. I want you to help me feel safe. Now, that wasn't true for everyone, because there was this gentleman named Adam who was on the other side of the world, and he knew that he couldn't turn up to the live session. So we talked about that. And I gave him a challenge because he had previously tried to move out of agency into private practice, and he came to me feeling like a complete failure because he couldn't make it work. He'd followed all the guides, he'd followed all the setups, but there was just something going on for him that he couldn't make it work. So he went back and got a job in another agency. Well, in 6 months of just immersing himself in all the learnings and the trainings and being encouraged to implement, because every training was a snapshot training that you could go and implement immediately. He went from full-time agency employee to full-time private practice. And then he relocated to a completely different state, was full-time private practice, upped his session fee, paid for his insurance, and then had a baby. That was somebody who didn't need the sense of community, somebody who didn't want his fears and mindset issues addressed in the moment. He was able to glean from all the other sessions and recordings. And you know what? Within 6 months, that's a pretty huge achievement. So not everybody learns the same, but it's up to us as individuals, as professionals, to work out how we consume learning. I hadn't realized how powerful community is for learning. I had developed a mindset that was I didn't like community. Community wasn't for me. And that was because I'd never really found a community where I felt safe, where I felt encouraged, where I felt like it was okay for me to be vulnerable. I hadn't found that place. And it wasn't until 2022, 2023 that I found it. And then I learned how to create it. And then I learned that exponential learning can happen in community, because my questions can get asked, my accountability can be challenged, but then I also get to observe and learn and participate and help the others in the community. I get to see the questions they're asking, which I might be reminded of, or they might be asking about a problem I haven't reached yet. So I've totally changed my concept of community for learning. And I think one of the things that the pandemic showed us is how much we as health professionals miss learning environments that are about community. So my son, who isn't a health professional, he finished his university education here in Australia during the pandemic. He couldn't attend classes and he didn't have a graduation. And even though he's a smart young man and he took his learning seriously and he did what he needed to do, I kind of feel like he got shafted a bit, because he didn't have the opportunity to learn with others and experience others learning alongside with him. And I'm wondering if there are graduates here who are listening to this podcast who may have missed out because they didn't have those opportunities during the pandemic either. So I also know that I like to have someone help me implement. I like having a community or people around who can give me an immediate answer to my immediate problem so that I can get unstuck quickly. But I also really enjoy learning from others. So if you're trying to work out who you need to help you achieve your goals, you need to answer the question, how do you like to learn? And then you go and find the person who can help you learn. I think too many of us are driven by personality-based marketing tactics. We like a person and then we trust the person and then we end up being disappointed if they can't deliver. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't like them, because marketing, as I've been teaching forever and a day, is all about know you, like you, trust you. But when we have been through a situation where trust is hard, where it's scary, where it's like, I don't want to give this person my money. I don't want to give them my trust. I don't want to give them a piece of me. I don't want to be vulnerable. Well, how do you take responsibility for your own learning and development? Because the answer isn't for health professionals to close up shop and go, that's it. I'm just going to do what I do, know what I know, go on my merry way. That doesn't serve you, and it certainly will not be serving your clients. So as this series, as this season of The Entrepreneurial Clinician comes to a close with this episode today, I ask you, how do you like to learn? I really look forward to coming back with a renewed sense of vigor and vision and energy and helping you possibly answer that question. How do you like to learn? So if this has stimulated something in you today, please go to the Future Proofing Health Professionals Facebook group and ask the question in that group. Get the conversation started. Learn from each other. There's over 300 people in that group. Go learn from each other. If you're in a room with 300 people, wouldn't you like to know how each other learns and then be able to use that environment as a learning environment? That is my invitation for you today. So until season four or whatever is next for Joe, go be your awesome self. And that is another episode of the Entrepreneurial Clinician Podcast done. Just want to say a big thank you to all the people who make this podcast possible. To all of my guests, a big thank you for sharing your time, your energy, your wisdom with me and my community. You are greatly appreciated. To Debbie and Jen, thank you for making this possible. And in the spirit of respect, please ask for and receive permission before you use any of my intellectual property. Because you know what? Not giving appropriation to creators is just not cool. Until next episode, go be your awesome self. Oh, and by the way, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave me a review so that other people are able to find this podcast. That's kind of important. Go do that.